Have you had a wonderful day?
Amen.
There's something about his story, history, which is the story of how Jesus has led us in our experience, that warms our hearts, encourages us, brings back memories for those of us who are old enough to have memories like that, and reminds us of who's really in control. It also reminds us that God's work is made up of people doing what God's asked them to do. You know, you saw that clip, cartoon, whatever, that David had up on the screen of Reed Tate. It's all a matter of interpretation. I heard David say in interpreting that picture that the two gentlemen, they were trying to hold his arms down. Now, my interpretation was they were lifting him up. But either way, it takes commitment to be engulfed in God's work. The members of this church, in various stages all along the way, have been heavily committed to the work of God. I'm sharing some thoughts with you on commitment just briefly, and I want to share something with you. In case you don't know what commitment is, you can look it up. Look at a definition of commitment. The first thing that came up on my phone was the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity. I always loved it when my teacher told me, Donna, to go to the dictionary and to look up a word, and then the dictionary defined the word I was trying to understand with another word I didn't understand. The second definition I saw here quickly made it clear to me: an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. You ever thought of commitment that way? It does, in a sense, restrict us, doesn't it? Because when I make a commitment to a task, it means that I've got to set everything else aside. I restrict myself to that commitment. Reed and Ardith, when we went out to Colorado for that first camporee, it took a lot of commitment to get there. And every camporee since. All along the way. That commitment is what God wants from us today. I was interested to listen to the reports that were given today, because there were words that are in this definition that kept coming back again. I heard words like dedication. I heard words like sacrifice when Donna was reporting on the school and what it took to make it happen. I heard Ardith use the word commitment a couple of times in relationship to pathfinders and what it takes to make pathfinders happen. Everything that we talked about today is the result of commitment, either someone or multiple people committed to a task, committed to a purpose, doing something to get God's work done. The interesting thing is, when you go to the Bible, at least if you're kind of using a King James, New King James direction, you don't find the word commitment used very much. Sometimes it's used in relationship to commit sin or committed. But there's one place where the word commit is used that to me says it all. It's found in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. And if you're thinking of the context, it's the cross. And in verse 46, it says, "And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, 'Father, into your hands, I what? Commit my spirit. Ellen White tells us that in the last days, commitment is what it's going to take. The word she also uses, the word sacrifice. If you're following the news today, something came across my computer just yesterday. The word commitment's going to mean a whole lot something different for you and me very quickly. The Lord is calling us to the kind of commitment. You and I are not Jesus, but to the kind of commitment that Jesus made. The kind of commitment that is total and complete surrender. I'm in the middle of reading a book on Adventist history. It's a story of John Loughborough. You can't help but read those stories of history, the early Adventist church, or in any Christian movement that doesn't take commitment and surrender. But within the Adventist church, the sacrifice and the commitment that it took to get the church moving, Ellen White says is going to be the same commitment that's going to be needed to get the work finished. In the book of Revelation, there are seven churches. The last two are an interesting contrast. The next to the last church, if you were looking in my Bible, it has a heading above that in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. It's talking about the faithful church. So I was looking at the word commitment. There was the word dedication, the word faithful, the word commitment are synonyms for each other. The faithful church. These things, says he who is holy, who is true, he who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works, speaking of the Philadelphia church. God knows our works as well. And of the faithful church, he says this, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have done, that no one may take your crown. Put in hold fast the word commit. And then it says in verse 12, he who overcomes, I will give him a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. In contrast is the other church, the Laodicean church, the one that represents us. But I'm glad, brothers and sisters, that the Laodicean church is not the end of the story. It's only Jesus getting our attention to say, Laodicean church, it's time to commit. It's time to be committed to what I've called you to do. At the end, he says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Overcoming is commitment. Jesus wants committed people for these last days. 100 years is a time to commemorate. And I'm not being picky, I'm just making a point. I was glad that the word celebrate wasn't used very much. Not because it's wrong for us to remember what God has done. I heard it used in that context, and I think that's right. We should celebrate what God has done. Am I right? Praise the Lord for what he's done. God's people came together throughout the Bible and throughout history to celebrate what God has done. But today we're commemorating 100 years. And I've heard it more than once. Let's not commemorate another 100. God is coming. Jesus is coming soon. I love this little bookmark. Let us hold fast. Hear that same expression out of Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Hold fast what you have. Hebrews 12, hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful. God is calling you and me to commitment. But the only one who can help us to commit is he who is faithful. And that's Jesus Christ.